It's Tuesday, the 17th of May, 2011, 6:30 in the evening, 16 degrees outside. Yeah, I have a car that tells me everything, and it tells me a lot of stuff. This isn't where I was going to go, but some of the things my car tells me is really not helpful. For example, it has an anti-skid warning, and during the winter when the snow was full on, when we had, you know, in January, when we had 2-foot, 3-foot of snowfall overnight, it wasn't very helpful for my car to be telling me that it, the sensors were detecting that we were in a skid when the car was going sideways down a hill. Anyway, that isn't where I was going to go. It being Tuesday, I've just been to guitar practice, which has been great. Trev, the guy who's helping me with guitar, he's been brilliant and full of effusive, nice, helpful and indeed flattering comments, as always. Must get a bit boring for him being quite that nice, which leads me to where I was going. People's capacity to surprise me with their niceness is only outweighed by people's capacity to surprise me with their stupidity. I had a project meeting, a big program board meeting earlier on today at GCHQ in Cheltenham, and on the way back, the standard of driving that I saw and experienced in Cheltenham was so outrageously poor, it makes me wonder how and where people passed their driving tests, and whether actually people passed their driving tests anyway, or whether they've just gone out and stolen a car, because it was staggering. And staggeringly bad. So I was talking to a colleague afterwards about driving tests, and rather brashly he bet me that I couldn't pass part or all of today's UK driving test. And you see, there's a little piece of information he doesn't know. As well as having a car license, I also have an HGV license. I also have a motorbike license. I also have an advanced motorbike license. In fact, I'm studying, such as the word studying goes, I'm actually working on retaking my advanced motorbike license, because it's one of those tests that you need to take every few years, otherwise it lapses, because it's an instructor's test. So I've accepted the challenge, rather foolishly. Actually, no, it's easy money. So there are five people at work who are going to club together, and they are going to pay for me to sit my theory and hazard perception test sometime in the next few weeks, and as a prize I get some money as a prize for passing it. Obviously, I mean, I must pass it. It's going to be a simple little device. Entertaining though, I'm not in the least bit nervous, and also I have resolved, and I have told them that I will not do any studying or revising. I will walk into the test centre absolutely cold and will sit it based on what I know, basically what's in my head now. So that'll be interesting, won't it? I try and keep you in touch with how it goes. Right now I'm on my way back home. Just had a guitar lesson and my fingers hurt because they've had 3.5 weeks off. And that's it. Speak to you later sometime. Bye.